Good morning, St. Luke. My name is Elaine Luce, and I'm an almost graduating senior at Great Valley High School. I first off want to apologize that I couldn't be here with you this morning. As for plans for next year, I'm attending Thomas Jefferson University for nursing. So senior year probably has been pretty hard, not just homework-wise, but socially for me as well. I bet some of you listening to this right now probably have experienced similar situations at various times in your life. I guess I want to say I thought I had my life together socially this past year. I've always been a person to not quite have a lot of friends, but have quite a few good friends. This year I had two of my best friends decidedly turn on me for no real reason at all, and I was really confused and I was really hurt by this. On a personal level, I accepted the matter and I took guilt into my own hands, blaming myself every day. For a while now I've done this, but I don't really know why I still do. And I've tried to stop, and in stopping I've asked God, I've been like, why, what have I done to deserve to be left out of these hangouts with my best friends and the daily conversations that they will have in school with me being right in front of them, but they choose not to tell me anything. And I think the best thing I can do is just have faith and trust God and hope that one day these people will realize that they were in the wrong. And I'd been so mad at these people for so long, and I think what's helped me try to heal over this past year is having faith and forgiving, constantly forgiving. And I just want to say to anyone who's going through the same thing or still holding on to anger from a similar situation, whether you're in school, out of school, in the workplace, just know you're not alone and it's better to forgive. So as said in the Bible, in Colossians, anyone who offends you, remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Thank you.